I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe transit officials believe disgruntled former employees and some current drivers are engaging in a series of acts of sabotage on buses, blame city council members who are hostile to management for emboldening those responsible. Tom Janway, director of public works, says he believes the union wants the city to hire some former employees back, so they're doing everything they can to discredit the shop and management company. He says among the damage done so far is the unbolting of a 200-pound alternator, a nail hammered into the side of a bus tire, and fencing surrounding the bus parking lot on Washington Street breached so the buses could be accessed by perpetrators. Janway also alleged that some of the members of the city council are creating an atmosphere that encourages sabotage. Council Chairman Ray Armstrong called Janway's assessment absurd. Last year, the council declined to renew the city's contract with First Transit, the company that's managed the city's transit system for 37 years. But Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo has kept the company in place by paying it on a month-to-month basis. Mayo says he instructed Janway and transit manager Mark Keenan to turn over evidence to police. Assistant Police Chief Don Bartley confirms that there is an active investigation. The Monroe Police Department continues to prepare for tomorrow's opening of the Arklamas Fair. Command trailers, surveillance cameras, and security fences in parking areas and traffic routes are all being implemented in an effort to continue the safe and family-oriented event that comes to Monroe each year. The department reminds the public that no knives of any kind will be allowed on Civic Center property. No book bags are permitted to be carried by visitors. Purses and diaper bags will be subject to search prior to entering the grounds. And also, parents picking up fair visitors will not be allowed onto the Lee Joyner Expressway in front of City Hall in order to avoid traffic congestion in the area. According to a new report with data compiled from the U.S. Census Bureau, Louisiana has the most single people in the nation. The Martin Prosperity Institute found that just over 55% of adults here are not married. Demographer Greg Rigamer says this could be because after Katrina and the BP oil spill, Louisiana got a big boost in job opportunities.
You know, very often it is someone who is simply, you know, coming to, you know, get a job, you know, or work here. The New Orleans area particularly has been quite attractive to a younger profile.
Rigamer says there's also been a significant increase in the number of people here between the ages of 20 and 29.
You look at this influx of young people who are coming in, it's not surprising that we have a higher percentage of unmarried adults.
New Orleans topped the list as the metro area in the U.S. with the highest number of single people at 58%. Rigamer says many people think of the Big Easy as a great place to live, but many people don't associate it as a place you would come to start a family. A 31-year-old man has pleaded guilty to bringing a minor to Bossier City for prostitution. U.S. Attorney Stephanie Finley says that Qualin Mitchell of Dallas pleaded guilty before U.S. District Judge Elizabeth Foote on one count of sex trafficking of a minor. Finley's office says undercover law enforcement agents found a 16-year-old minor at a Bossier City hotel engaged in prostitution last November. Mitchell was in an adjacent hotel room with another prostitute. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies later today, the high in the upper 80s, a few clouds tonight, the low near 70.